Rottweiler Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
We'd be willing to bet, not very much, of course, that Mr. Trump's popularity ratings are going to rise a few points over the weekend. Why? Because it seems to us that General John Kelly has finally impressed the president with the weight and effect of his job performance. Either that, or the dear one himself has grown a little fatigued with even himself 24/7 on television screens throughout the kingdom. It can't be easy whipsawing the public from one issue to another, from one side of an issue to the other, or imagining after whom to go for failure of duty. Besides, real life may have intruded just a bit much for one so used to being the only channel commentator watched. Harvey was not a total success. He, Mr. Trump, had to make a second visit. Great job, Brownie. Irma and Jose threatened to overwhelm even Harvey, offering Trumpites only films of rain, wind, destruction, and death. Junior did his standard who me in Congress. Even darling Ivanka has drawn criticism, not only for her invited guest appearance in the Oval Office, but also for talking a good game and producing nothing. This seems to run in the family. And Melania has changed her shoes. And this is a man who loves women's legs, and why shouldn't he? DACA has 800,000 mostly Hispanic kids spinning in doubt. Gambling with the Democrats made instant sense and subsequently incensed the Republicans. And it is this whiplash turnaround that may send Trump's ratings northward. That and fewer nicer tweets, no more believable than before, but less toxic. Do we really believe dear one loves the kids of DACA? But it is the sudden swerve to cooperation with the Democrats on three fronts that will endear Donald to his nation. The government will stay in business for another 3 months. The debt ceiling has been raised for the same amount of time. And funding for relief and rebuilding in Texas after Harvey sailed through Congress. While Republicans are horrified that their very own president decided to pursue important objectives without their input and their usual reaction to big problems of kicking any can down the highway for others to deal with later while they carry on campaigning for 2018, the rest of the country was hugely relieved to see the president act at all. This is what he promised: quick decisions, direct action, making deals. While the Republicans are horrified at the deal he did make, other voters are relieved to see that the president can act sensibly for the sake of the nation. This has been the question of his term: the party or the people. For the first time, the decision, regardless how arrived at, seems to have reassured voters that someone besides themselves cares about the country. This is the pivot people have been waiting for. The Oval Office meeting may have been a one-off. Millions hope not. An additional and propelling force may well have been the widely distributed clip of a focus group of Trump voters, queried by pollster Peter Hart, who, man or woman, just frankly came out and said Mr. Trump was a disappointment and that they might not again vote for him. The point is that bipartisan compromise can be made to work if the will is there. This is what the nation wants and needs. With no definitive political victories in his pocket, Trump needs a win. When even Corey Lewandowski is profiled in the Sunday New York Times magazine, things are clearly out of hand. What good is being a king if no one loves you? I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.